The Florida Senate is expected to vote today on the so-called Don't Say Gay bill that would prohibit public schools from teaching about sexual orientation or gender identity to children in kindergarten through third grade. I must point out, this is not happening. It has never been happening in the school system, and yet here we have yet another thing for kids to worry about. So this has led to protests, student walkouts, and a tearful plea from Florida's first openly gay state senator, Shervin Jones. Take a look.
After taking 30 years of just wanting to make him and my mom proud and just coming out and saying who I am. And so when I see these kids, I don't think y'all understand how much courage it takes for these children to show up every day.
So, is this bill shaming kids from being who they are and punishing teachers who actually want to help them? I mean, I'm not sure what the point of this is.
Well, considering it's kindergarten through third, the bill isn't accomplishing anything.
But if you look at the language, because that didn't make sense to me, so I looked at the language, and it says that. It says in kindergarten through third grade or. And this is the important part, in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. So really that extends it. It's so vague. And
it is. But I mean, focusing in on the kindergarten through third is not a time where many of us had sex talk at all, sexuality, sex ed. So it's not solving anything. But what it is doing is creating a veil of shame that already existed in a journey that's been fought for years for people to be their authentic selves. And now you're taking away schools. Teachers are first responders for kids.
Yeah.
They're the first responders for anything going on, whether it's abuse at home or otherwise. We have seen kids, I don't know if you ever saw the Gabriel Fernandez story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kid was brutally tortured. One of the ignorant slurs being thrown at him by his, I don't know if it was a stepfather or his mother's boyfriend was, "You're gay." There are people that are so violently unhinged and ignorant that this can be a problem for some people. So you can't take teachers away from these kids because when they are obligated to then out their own children, this is, again, a journey we have not finished yet. People are still ostracized from their families. There are still people that try to pray the gay away. There's a lot of that still going on. So if we start to go backwards in this journey of allowing people to do this, this will be a real problem, especially for kids that young. Because when you come out, a lot of my brother's gay, and I remember him sharing this story, he started to feel different about the age of 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah.
So if he had asked a question, not knowing what it was to be gay, but to feel different, he could have been in a situation where he turned to a teacher that had to betray him. And I just think this is going the wrong direction.
Well, how-